you walking with your head down? How come you never take your calls? Some people think that you were played out. Some people think that you have hit the wall. I don't know what to believe.
I wrote that song a little while back, and it was called To Hear You Burn. It's the story of someone who is depressed, devitalized, sad, tired, sick and tired, worried, blah, blah, blah. And then they wake up, the fog lifts, a sudden clarity, sudden inspiration, some energy, some happiness comes in. And that's really what super vitality is all about. Waking up and throwing off the shackles and getting on with the things you really want to do. My name's John McKenna, and for the last 12 years, I led a personal development seminar called the Genesis Club. So I've seen a lot of people produce what might be considered miracles. You know, they healed their bodies, they got in good shape, they produced transformation of problem areas, they got unstuck, they got new careers, they got better relationships. I've seen a lot of really wonderful transformation. But I have seen other people, when exposed to the exact same stimulus, the exact same environment, same education, same techniques, produce almost nothing. Sure, there were some benefits. There's always benefits, but not at all like the first group, okay? So watching all these people over these years taught me that there's one key element in all change, and it's simple. And those who did this one simple thing outperformed the others so dramatically in all areas. Health, diet, weight loss, producing more income, more happiness at home, strength for some of those who were into strength, more energy, mental clarity. They outperformed the others so dramatically and were continuing to do so that I was inspired to give the group a little boot in the butt one day to teach the ones who weren't getting it why they weren't getting it and how to create a new brain chemistry that allows transformation to occur. So I took some excerpts out of one of the Genesis Club seminars in the hopes that you can get some value out of it, that people you know can get some value out of it, and by doing this one simple thing, you can change your life. I'm not a doctor, and I'm not talking about medicine. I'm not talking about avoiding your doctor's advice. I'm just talking about adding one little thing to what else you do that will transform and enhance everything else you do. I'm a professional martial artist. I've been leading this seminar, I've been a wellness coach and a consultant for a lot of years, and I have been in the trenches helping people change their lives, so I know absolutely that what I'm going to tell you here is true and it works. Okay? It will make your every hidden potential come into reality because it will change the chemistry of your brain. So if you've been a student of positive thinking or health or self-awareness, if you've done any kind of self-development work, this one piece will make the difference, and it'll make everything you do work better. Okay, this one key will make any health routine you have work better. It's simple. It costs nothing. You don't have to quit anything you're doing now. You don't have to start some rigorous new program. You just add this one small thing, and it's like turning a key that opens a door to a much healthier and happier life. So please forgive my occasional rough language and bad jokes as you listen to this excerpt from the Genesis Club. We were a very comfortable group, and we would kid around and, you know, make all kinds of strange humor occur, but I tried to clean this up as much as I could. My talk was totally devoid of science, except for where I was reading out of the medical book, and it was done mostly in a layman's language to make it easier to understand. So if you want to deeply research my stories and references, just Google them, and you'll discover they're true and they're based on scientific facts.
Alone if you want to pretend that you're safe in that castle you haunt. Stay alone every night. I wanna bring you back to town so you can have your turn. And people will come from miles around, baby, just to hear you burn. Just to hear.